Hey everybody, welcome to AfterBuzz TV. Tonight we're talking Prison Break. Oh my goodness, it's season 5. Oh god, Gia. On tonight's episode, Michael is Cannell? Oh my goodness, and T-Bag bags himself a new arm, and Sarah remarries? Ugh! Stick around, we're going to talk about it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
So mysterious.
Ladies, I've got a spare keys in my pocket. We're breaking out of here.
Let's get it,
Dad. Get out.
Let's get it.
Ladies, I must say, though, real quick, that if I was stuck in a prison with you, would not want to break out.
Why?
You
why
better not?
Because you're both beautiful.
Ah, thank you.
Thank you. We have such
I'm very happy to be with you. Guys, welcome. AfterBuzz TV
welcome.
Prison Break. We're very excited to talk with you guys. Let me start off by saying my name is Daniel Lindgren. You can follow me at TheDanLindgren on Instagram and Twitter. I'm going to throw it over to my co-host.
Yes. Hey, guys. I'm so excited to be here, to be on this amazing panel. My name is Miss Candy Marie, and you can find me on IG at Candy Marie and on Twitter at SweetCandoraTV. Let's Woo. Go.
Hey, guys. I'm not breaking out of prison, but I'm so happy for this.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Dominique Sarita, and you can buzz me at Dominique Sarita on Instagram and Twitter.
Yes. A lot just happened.
Oh my god, I'm freaking out right now.
It's such a mysterious thriller. I just so amazing.
I'm on the edge of my seat right now. Did you see that? This is season 5.
Season 5.
This is season 5.
Great
seven, 7 years later, by the way.
I know.
But we're doing season 5.
We're doing season 5.
Ladies, I have a great question that I want to just start the show off
with. Let's get
Is Michael Jesus?
Oh,
listen,
right?
Michael is
he
somebody.
He comes back, he just reincarnates and just never really dies, actually.
Ladies, I'm going to throw it out here. It's almost Easter.
It's
when did Jesus come back,
listen,
ladies?
At this time, I think that anything can happen. And I want to see what happens with Michael's character, because it's interesting, because we saw him close his eyes when his brother, you know, came to see him. And I want to understand, like, what that's all about.
Well, he also has the eye
and
tattoos
the
on his palm.
Yeah, right, so we know right, it's right. you.
Now, in the original Prison Break season 1, whatever, you know, he has the tattoos on his whole body.
Right.
But now he's got a new set of tattoos. Who put those tattoos there? Blah, blah, blah. He has the tattoos actually removed in season, I think the beginning of season 4. He has all of his tattoos removed. So that's why now it's like, okay, now they're just on. It looks like he just got a bunch of, got a couple sleeves. Michael's looking badass.
Yeah, I mean, totally switching up his identity this time around.
Right, hey, that's what happens when people are in prison. I mean, and who knows how much time he's actually spent in prison, you know, and what it's done to him.
Right.
You know, and I just want to also extend it out to all of our viewers out there. You know, I'm here checking the live chat. I'll be the one, you know, shouting you guys out. So if you have any questions or anything, please don't be afraid to talk to us.
And welcome. Now we see you guys are already
ask us
there
questions.
Buzzing. We're so excited.
And then
you guys
ask
excited?
Us personal questions about our love lives.
Oh,
I'll answer
my
them.
Gosh.
I'll do it. Maybe.
Speaking of love life, Michael's wife had moved on and she's married to somebody else.
She will never love this new man the way she loved Michael. I refuse to believe it.
Listen.
I don't even know his name. I'm gonna not learn his name this whole season. I don't want to know it.
Don't even want to know his name. But the little boy is, oh my god, the little boy is so freaking cute. He's 7 years old. Michael died 7 years ago.
Michael Jr., baby.
So
Michael
little
Jr.
Michael, and he's just so smart for a child. Like, the mom obviously thought that the baby was not aware of what was going on. He said, Mom, that lady has something to do with my dad.
Well, absolutely. I mean, Michael is like the smartest dude in the world. He gets himself out of every predicament he could ever get. So it's in my mind, it's like, well, his son's going to be
just like
he's going to be gifted in a way that we don't, almost like a god. Like he mentions, the kid mentions it too.
Right.
He's very in touch with spirituality.
And then also, which is interesting, is that Sarah and Michael in the first 4 seasons, we see them kiss and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We never see them actually have sex. Is Sarah the Virgin Mary? Boom!
Dropping bombs. The show is so Greekish. And actually, it said that. They said it's a myth, right? What was that?
The thing that's written on the bottom of that, which is interesting, too, because we do find out in this episode that Michael or Cannell or Danielle Cannell. Whatever his new name is, Cannell Otis. He sent T-Bag that picture of himself.
I knew it. I already knew it.
He did it.
I think he wanted to be found. I think that there are clues like you know, like we've seen throughout the whole beginning of the show that he wants to be found, you know, even with sending him the hand. I want to see what's going on with that.
Yeah.
Michael and T-Bag are arch nemesis. You can't get more hate between enemies. The two. So I'm like, to me, it's like Michael's got to be this new guy, or because why would he lie to Link? But you know what? He might be lying to Link because there's some bigger thing he has to just keep quiet about.
Mm-hmm,
and maybe
right
he did recognize Link and just has to be like, sorry, but sorry, bro.
Yeah. Right.
Sorry, brother. I can't let anybody around here know that I know you.
And look at the state of chaos there. I mean, they're in the civil war going on. Right. And you got to know your...
Yeah.
That's a real good brother. The fact that my brother really loves me, he's going to go in the middle of war to try to
Absolutely.
Find me.
But you want to know what I want to know more than anything? How the hell did he get there?
Right.
Like, why is he in this Jimin prison? Like, how did he get there? The last thing that we saw of him was that he died.
Right.
So how is it possible that now he's this completely different person in this prison overseas in the middle of a civil war with these crazy tattoos on his palms? Like, what is going on?
I don't know. I mean, he electrocutes himself at the end of season four, so... they're going to make up like this thing where it's like, well, there's a time frame for about 30 minutes where you're pronounced dead, but then you can somehow get alive again. And he crawled out of his suit, out of the grave. I don't know. The suit was left there perfectly, which is the crazy thing.
Right. And it was so funny, guys. We were trying to figure out, wait, is it a hit? Is it not a hit? And we realized it wasn't a hit.
We weren't sure at first. Yeah. We rewound it a couple times to make sure it wasn't Michael. And I'm sure you all at home all did the same damn thing. Like, is that Michael or not? You know, what's weird, too, is that Michael's the reason that T-Bag doesn't have an arm.
Yep.
And then if Michael does send him this picture of himself with the note and everything and gets him in touch with that doctor, it gives him a new arm. My mind is just really confused about that, too. Yeah. Like, why would Michael do that?
Right.
So. There are so many unanswered questions. You know, like, there's this anonymous grant that goes to this doctor, right?
Right.
Yep.
You know, and all of us, I mean, we know who this is. Like, we're not dumb. It's Michael. Where is this money coming from? First of all, where is the money coming from? You know, why does he want to get his hand fixed in the first place? Like, what is this about?
Yeah, I mean, well, there's this whole thing in the first, like, four seasons with the company, and they're, like, this, like, higher-up, crazy system of, like, behind-the-scenes government that does super evil things.
Yeah.
So, in theory, the company could come back. I mean, the guy, the head of the company's name is Jonathan, and they never show his... He ends up in prison at the end of the whole series. We don't know what happened to Jonathan. I mean, we're doing predictions already, I honestly, when I sat down with you ladies, I was like, this whole first sit-down with these lovely ladies, it's going to be all predictions, because they threw so many random stuff.
Oh my god!
But it's a great idea, because then they know they have they have eight more episodes right now to kind of figure this all out, unless we get another season. But let's not get into that yet.
And then it also tunes us in too, because we want to know more.
Oh my god,
now we got to figure the puzzle
out. It's just so juicy. And speaking of juiciness, you know,
our live chat
is extremely juicy.
Oh boy!
I mean, they're going crazy in here. Like, let's see what they're saying. This is from Keila Nguyen. She said he lied on purpose. The company, maybe.
That's what I said.
Also got Yvonne Soto. She's really participating in the chat.
What's Yvonne
saying? She's saying a lot. She said it's not the company. It's a new big bad.
Oh, sure.
His name is Poseidon.
Okay, so she's done some research.
She's done
more than we have.
She was waiting for this show. So she was...
Can you ask her if Poseidon lives in the sea? Ask her that question. For me. Does he have a trident? Yvonne, is her name Yvonne?
Oh my gosh! Speaking of the sea,
Yvonne, we want to know if she has a trident.
It's Ivan.
Oh, it's a guy.
Yeah. It's Ivan. Oh, yes, right. yes.
I'm less attracted to you, Ivan, than I would be Yvonne.
He said he's a dude. He's a dude.
Okay.
And let me throw out one more question from we got so many people to choose from.
Back left one.
Guys. Okay. Dylan Scott. He said, I thought season 5 was the last season since it's a 9-episode miniseries.
Who knows?
It's so funny. When you said something about the sea, I automatically thought about when Lincoln was driving and he got chased into the body of water. Yeah, the whole body of water. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. But I seen it when he left the airport. I literally seen he was being followed the whole entire time.
Now, the actor that plays Michael is Wentworth Miller. And then the guy that plays Lincoln is Dominic Purcell, and they actually worked on another project together recently. I think it's on the CW. It's called The Flash. You ladies heard The Flash? And Wentworth Miller plays Captain Cold, and then Dominic Purcell plays Heat Wave, I think. Heat Wave.
Captain Cold and Heat Wave.
But when they were on set together, they were like, dude, why don't we hook back up? Because they had so much fun doing this Flash TV show together. Right. Like, we gotta get
Let's
Prison
get
Break
them
going
back
again.
Together, right?
And they get the whole team back together. Now, what's a little upsetting in this episode is that we only saw Sucre. For like 2 seconds. Right. But you know damn well he's going to show up to Yemen at some random... I don't even know if he'll be invited.
It's going to be so random. He's just going to like pop up in the most random place.
Sucre has been with this team since the beginning. And there's no way in hell... He was cellmates with Wentworth Miller's character, you know, in season one. There's no way he doesn't... If he doesn't even get invited, he's going to come. He's going to save the day. I guarantee it.
You know what? You can tell he loves his best friend. Like, he's willing to do whatever for his best friend.
You know, that's true friendship right there.
This show is about families and friendship and the lengths you'll go to do whatever you can to save somebody and protect them. You're right.
Since Prison Break, to break his brother out of prison. Now, I have to ask you guys, who is your favorite character and what intrigues you about them the most?
I'm loving C-Note. Like, he seems very wise, very knowledgeable about things. He doesn't go for just anything, unlike what's the brother name again? Lincoln, who actually gave his passport away. I'm like, don't do that. But I'm like a C-Note. He seemed like an interesting character to come around.
Okay.
And he played on Soul Food Guy.
Here we go.
He did.
I mean, I guess we haven't seen a lot of him tonight, but Sucre is one of my favorite characters. And then, again, we didn't see Michael a lot tonight. But Michael is the type of guy, he gets himself out of any situation, so I'd say those two are my favorite. But an interesting note about C-Note is...
I like that.
I just kind of was just improv-ing. Is that his... He has a wife and a kid, and they don't even mention them at all. So I wonder, he's so far away from them. I'm hoping that we get to see what happens with his wife and his daughter. His daughter actually has to have like insulin every day or some type of, because she's like sick where she needs some type of medicine every day to like, you know, maybe she doesn't anymore, but this was like 7 years ago.
But, I mean, hopefully by now he's come across this random, you know, abundance of money and he's able to like heal her and cure her of everything that's going on.
Hopefully she's still living.
And you said in the live chat someone was talking that Alex Mahone is not coming back this season.
Why?
They said.
What's going on with
I don't know. I'm very upset. He's another great character that he went from being like the guy that was trying to stop them when they broke out of prison to like being their friend. And it was like a 3-season transition with Alex. And Alex ends up marrying someone that looks exactly like you, Dom.
Really?
So if anyone's watching right now, they're like, yo, what's that actress doing on the set right there? Oh, man, she's on Prison Break.
I came to spill all the beans about this.
Yeah, tell them. How are you and Alex? How are you and Alex doing?
Alex is amazing. He's a wonderful husband.
I love it.
His real name is William Fitcher, so tell us how William's doing. Yeah.
Now, I have to say now... my favorite character.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about yours.
And this is probably going to surprise you guys a little bit. And hopefully somebody out there feels the same way. And if you do,
can I guess who it is?
In the live chat. Who?
I know you're going to say Teabag, and I don't blame you.
Absolutely.
And I don't blame you.
Interesting.
I absolutely love Teabags, and here is why. I've wrote a lot of notes on him. And to be honest with you, I am really into the way that someone's mind works. And I love the way that his mind works. And you can tell that he's very intelligent. You know, and I wrote down a few of the things that he says. We all know that he's just obsessed with fate.
Oh my god!
Because every other sentence in the show was about fate. And just to double track, some of the things he said was, freedom has a price. Sometimes a man has to surrender to fate and see what's in store for him. And last but not least, one of my personal favorites. Okay.
He said that in my mind while he was thinking.
Fate has got us joined at the hip somehow. He keeps saying that over and over, and he's so confident in that. And I want to see how that pans out.
Yeah, and then
when you watch
the first 4 seasons, I mean, the things that happen between Teabag and the group of guys here, it's all fate. I mean, the way that they keep getting brought back into each other's lives. And before you get into this, real quick, I'll say I do think that Teabag is the best actor on the show. Personally, I think he's very talented.
Why so?
Why do I say so? Mm-hmm. I just think his character is the most, like, the first 4 seasons. I mean, he's just so crazy, and he has to go creepy, but he also has to change how he acts in front of every single damn person because he's an ex-con. He's a rapist. He's a murderer. Okay. This is not a good person.
He has a lot of layers.
It's so funny that you say that because our live chat is going crazy right now. They're like, no, T-Bag is a rapist. He's a pedophile. He's a child killer. The man must die. She must not have kids.
Right.
David Baldwin said this.
And Yvonne, we're not disagreeing that rape and murder is bad, but
But yeah. I like his character.
His character
I don't
is
agree
great.
With anything
they can't,
he's doing.
They can't disagree with that. His character.
He's disgusting.
Great.
Yvonne said T-Bag is a cockroach.
Just
pretty
won't
funny
die.
Comparison.
Well, he's definitely not going to die now that he's got this new hand. I want to see what he does with that. Yeah. Hopefully he doesn't touch any children.
So let's talk about these new two bad guys because like someone said in the live chat, it might not even be the company. This is this could be the new crazy, you know, behind the scenes government plan to kill Michael and Lincoln again. Like they always try to. You've got a guy with part of his ear knocked off. Did you notice?
It was like the ear.
It was disgusting.
It was like bleeding and stuff. Like
it was,
so this
it was
a fresh wound.
It was fresh.
What's
this
dude doing?
Somebody. I don't know who his boss was, but his boss is something. He's got to be something crazy. Like
it was interesting to see a woman though. I thought it was gonna be two guys.
Bad.
But a woman.
They've got a lot.
Like, okay.
They've got a lot of badass
awesome.
Women
okay.
out there.
She was pretty badass.
This woman named Gretchen from the last season. She ends up being in jail too. So maybe she comes back. But I mean, I could just look at the cast list. But I'd rather not. I like to be surprised. I'm like some of our viewers at home like to really sneak ahead and find out everything. But the one with the blonde hair, you know, she those are the two new bad guys that we're really introduced to that you know are going to be in every episode trying to get them.
Yep.
Well, you know what? I kind of feel like I don't know. I feel like they have an expiration date as well.
You know,
like I feel like sooner or later we're going to be revealed who their boss is. That's what I want to know. I want to know why is it that their boss or whoever sent them wants to get Michael's existence wiped off the face of the earth. And not only Michael, but now his brother, like Lincoln.
Yeah.
Like, what's
Lincoln's
going on with that?
I mean,
like, what do they do? Like, what are they a part of?
Michael is the smartest, pretty much, I would consider him like the one of the smartest people in the world with what he can do, with how he can break out of prison multiple times and break other people out of prison. And bad people want to use him for his smarts to do evil things. And Michael could not be more against it.
This is
so
very biblical.
By giving him this new identity, if someone gave him a new identity somehow and erased his mind somehow and made him think that he is this Canyon Otis.
I feel like it's an act.
I want to be
that very last at the very very end of this episode when he walked away and he the look on his face when he closed his eyes. Like I know that was probably one of the hardest things for him to do, for
and
him to look his brother in the face and to act as if he didn't know who he was. Like that to me, I was on the edge of my seat like, wow, did that really just happen?
Yeah, after we traveled so far to get you, we got so excited to finally know you are alive, and now we're going to try to see you again, and now you're just acting like you're
like imagine what that emotion was like to dig up your brother's grave and to realize he's not even in there.
That's insane that Lincoln did that. I mean, he had to though.
He did.
You'll do anything for family, including digging up their graves. I mean, he had to. He had to find out if he was in there. It's insane.
So when y'all first seen the photo of Michael, did y'all think that he was still alive in the open scene? Did y'all think it was legit or it was a game
something? Honestly, I always felt that they were faking his death from the very beginning.
You did say that right out loud
I did, and I wrote it down at the very beginning of my notes, you know, and I've always felt like that. Just little hints. If you pay attention, I don't know. I feel like they're kind of telling us that.
Yeah, I've watched so many trailers where they say, you know, he's alive now and stuff. So, and obviously, as a fan of the show, I want him to be alive. So it's like, so what? At the end of these 9 episodes, this is all a dream? Like, are we really going to do the dream sequence thing with this? I don't want that.
No, I think they're going to definitely dig way deeper than that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. I don't think it's really a show unless Michael's on it. Like, come on, he's gonna be on it from the beginning. Like,
he's gonna be on it.
One thing was a showdown, that fighting scene where it was C-Node and the brother, and it was in a car. I'm like, how did two people end up kicking everybody's tail? It was 7 guys against 2, and
I'd like to shed some light on that situation, if you don't mind. Franklin C-Note is former military.
Oh, okay.
And Dominic is former and still now pure badass, so that's why it happened.
He had those reflexes.
At one point, Dominic, I'm saying his actor name. He suplexes the guy onto the car.
Dude, that was crazy. That was sick.
I'm like, oh,
Lincoln's
my
a wrestler
God.
In a former life
okay.
as well.
Oh, man.
WWF. SmackDown.
These 7 guys are amateurs. They're just big guys that look tough. You know what I'm saying? Just like somebody that has beach muscles. They're just there for show. That's it.
Yeah, it's also interesting, too. The young lady who was actually the driver, when she found out that Michael, his brother, was under this new character name, and she actually feared for her life.
She
Sheba.
You're
saying Sheba?
When Sheba found out that Michael was this new person, she was actually very fearful. She was like, clearly, this new person has a lot of power, which was interesting to find out about.
I mean, he's a terrorist. You know, he's an internationally known terrorist, which is so interesting because it's like if he's so feared. And if he's so known, then how come they haven't heard anything about this? How come this terrorist doesn't have a face? How come he's not identified to the rest of the world? You know, right. If he's such a bad guy, that's what, there's more to this that we don't know about.
Which makes me confused. Like, if they're trying to erase Michael's identity, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to maybe turn him into, like, this bad guy named, you know, Otis or whatever. Yeah. I mean, maybe that's why they're doing it. I don't know. I'm worried. Yeah. So many things have been, you know, laid out to us. But real quick, ladies, I'm a hopeless romantic.
Yes.
All right? Now, Lincoln has a girl at the end of season four that uh-huh. he's with. Uh-huh. All right? But now 7 years have passed. They don't explain if they're even together anymore.
Right.
Was it just me, or did y'all see a look between him and Sheba in the car?
Oh, absolutely. Definitely.
I want it to happen now.
Absolutely. They're going to hook up.
That other girl, I think her name was Sophia. Bye, Sophia.
Bye, Sophia, girl.
Sophia, who?
Yeah.
And Sheba, they're going to be spending a lot more time together, so that's definitely going to be a relationship that's going to be growing.
And you know, mm-hmm. I love Sheba's character because she is the perfect example of a strong woman in her faith. And you know, like, the thing about the Arabic culture is that women are stripped of that leadership so much. They're stripped of that strength and they have to cover up. But I love the fact that she's so strong in her faith. She bust them out of that garage. Like, she is ride or die, and I can't wait to see what happens with her character.
So what's your favorite scene so far in episode one?
Oh my God. The one that I reacted to the most, if you ladies noticed, was when Sucre came back. When I thought it was going to be C-Note coming in, but the fact that it was Sucre, it was...
He got hit in the face.
he got hit in the face, and Sucre is one of my favorite characters, so that made me jump. Yes! I knew he was coming back. I didn't know when you were going to put him in. But I also feel like it was just like an Easter egg, though. They just like threw him in there first because they wouldn't even let him come to the...
I mean, I feel like somebody's going to wonder, where is Sucre? So they don't have to wonder. There he is.
He's
there
come.
He is. Surprise, there he is.
He's like the little brother that they really don't want around, that type of thing.
Right, come on, you're going to get killed. You can't come with that.
Now, you said someone on the live chat said that Kellerman's coming back.
Well,
is that what they had said? Or they asked if they wanted him to come back? I haven't heard, but Kellerman helps them... He's a really bad guy, and then he works for the company, but then in the end, he helps them get their final, like, they're good to go, and they're finally free of all this nonsense. He helps them sign the papers at the end.
So he helps them.
So, in theory, but he also dunks Sarah in a tub of water and tries to kill her. It's like a teabag situation where you want to like these characters.
Because he's still a bad guy. I mean, you can't forget that he's still bad. Like, you know, they'll get us thinking, oh my God, there's a chance that he might just be... No, he's still bad.
Oh, trust me. That's what they do in this show. Is they make you like, oh my God, he's becoming good. And then boom!
And it's even that scene where Lincoln was talking. Remember that scene Lincoln was talking to him, to his brother out loud, and he was like, you know, without you, I'm really trying to be a better person, but I'm slipping back into my old ways. So he was actually speaking to his brother.
He's like the older brother that looks up to the younger brother. You know,
it's very interesting because, you know, Michael is the glue that holds that entire thing together.
That
family of characters. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when he died at the end of season four, and I mean, that's really how it was just going to end. And then, boom, the flash happens, and those two are like, let's get back.
Bring this thing.
We
back
can figure
baby.
Out a way to do this again.
Yes.
So.
You know, and I have to say this. Like, we have to acknowledge our live chat because they are going crazy right now, guys. We're so appreciative of all of you right now. Let's go to the live chat.
Yeah.
Steven Suen, I hope I didn't butcher that. He said, panel, what was your first reactions when you found out Prison Break was coming back? Did you think that it was a fluke at first, considering some people do that online? What do you guys think?
Oh, I see. you know, I'm such a fan of the show. My biggest thing was, Michael died. What could they possibly do?
How can you bring back this show?
But here's my thing is, like, when you watch the end of season four and you see that Michael died, in your head you're like, this is Michael Schofield. He does these crazy things. He can do anything. He can come back to life. I mean, I don't know. But yeah.
Right. It gives you a lot of hope.
Yeah.
It really does. Mm-hmm. The show is great. It's going to be a lot of fun working with you ladies for the next 8 weeks.
So. I'm excited to see what's coming up next. Like, that's what I'm most excited about.
Yes.
Because it seems like stuff is just now hitting the fan.
Okay, so how did you feel with that being said
found out, first of all, I wasn't a huge fan of Prison Break. I know, don't shoot me just yet. But now I have to go back and play catch up so I can figure out season 1 through 4. But season 5, when I seen that trailer, I was like, baby, this is something good.
It's happening.
Fox got something great on their
hands. Oh my gosh, something great on their hands. I have to agree with you 100%. I just want to say, and I'm going to be completely honest with you, I am a new fan to Prison Break, and I'm so mad at myself that I didn't jump on the bandwagon sooner. But I just want to say that I'm speechless right now. Like, absolutely phenomenal. I can't wait to see what the hell happens next with Michael. I feel like I'm gonna be addicted. I'm gonna be one of those people that's like constantly like trying to figure out what's going on. Yeah. Like, yeah, I'm excited.
It is very appropriate you're wearing a lock around your neck today.
I am.
Very. Was that done on purpose?
It was.
You got a secret lock. Let's break it out of this. Break out.
It's a lot stronger than it looks, guys.
And I wear my Saved by the Bell shirt. Saved by the prison bell. Oh! I just made that up. I just put the shirt on.
I love it.
I'm like,
that's right.
Oh, what's going on? What's that?
It was a joke.
Oh.
Clearly, I'm the only one that thought it was funny. But someone backstage thought it was funny, too. Let me quickly mention when Link put on Michael's jacket that was in the grave. First of all, I don't know how it fit because they're definitely different sized men. Maybe he got it tailored again. But that hit me emotionally like, God, that's your dead brother's
and you
jacket.
Wearing
but
his
you
jacket.
Know what's even crazier about that?
The subliminal message.
Is the tag! Did you guys see the freaking tag? The tag said, I can't even pronounce this.
The name.
Canale Outis.
And Outis means nobody. So he has probably been planning this even before the first
Which
prison.
Which is what I hope.
I think he planned his death because I remember you was telling me that he was already sick to begin with. So he had a tumor in the brain,
causing the nosebleeds. Now, but ladies, you're figuring it out now. This is how far back this is going to probably go.
Oh my God.
That if Michael fixed his own death
somehow...
He's rocking that jacket so that 7 years later, his brother Link can find that and be like, oh, there's more to this. That's why Michael is so damn smart.
But how selfish, though? How selfish is Michael?
Here's the thing. We're going to find something out where Michael had no choice but to do this because he's in love with Sarah and he loves his son that he never even got to meet. Michael is the most kind-hearted person in the world, so I know we're going to find out that there was this ultimate reason that he had to do that. And the fact that Michael, if it is Michael, is sending these letters to T-Bag, there's got to be a damn good reason for that, too, because he hates him.
Yeah, I definitely think it's Michael that's sending those letters. But back to what you were saying, he definitely did all this to protect his family. Yeah. You got to think, the mastermind, how smart he is, who's not going to want to attack him? You know what I'm saying? He has to do something where he takes attention off of his family and just, you know.
I want to know what it is. I have to say, I just have to go back to the live chat really quickly.
Sure.
Everybody keeps asking about these cranes in the beginning. He said, what about the cranes? Keila Wynn's been asking. Ivan's been asking. David's been asking. Everybody wants to know about the cranes. Did we see the cranes in the beginning of the episode?
Yes,
let's talk about the cranes.
They show the cranes in the grate, the underground, like the water, where the water would go out if it started to rain. They show the cranes down there, and that's how Michael in season one, He helped communicate with other people by maybe writing a note on the origami crane and then sending it. He also used it to see if a water source would take him to a different part of the prison so he could get out.
So they're symbolic.
It's definitely symbolic. That's why they're there. And it was packed with cranes down there, maybe to show that Michael's trying to send letters somehow, but I don't know. It was just a symbolic Easter egg, I think, personally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it goes further than that, but again, we'll find out in the
you
next
love
8 weeks.
Easter eggs, huh?
I'm a big Disney fan as well. Oh, yeah, it is. But I'm a big fan of Disney and Pixar, and they always throw Easter eggs in. So anytime I see, and I don't even know if there's another technical term for it. There might be. But Disney calls them Easter eggs. So when I see it in other shows now, a little fun little, like, inside joke.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not a joke, but the cranes are definitely a thing. I call them Easter eggs.
Easter eggs.
Do you ladies not? What do you ladies call them?
I'm like,
Easter eggs.
Oh, you can call them Easter eggs now. Dominic's giving me a hard time. I give a subliminal message.
We have to give you a hard time. Come on.
You know what I thought was actually really awesome, though? The moment when the lady broke into the Sarah's house and Sarah like ran upstairs in the bathroom, grabbed the child, told the child to get in the tub.
Yeah.
Badass.
I was like, yo, that's mother's instinct way.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to mess with my baby.
You not hurt my
I'm
baby.
I'm going to break this child thing off. I'm going to find some type of weapon in here. She broke the towel.
The confidence and the conviction that she had when she said that she was going to put that pole through them.
Yes.
Whoever comes through this door, I will put this pole through them. I was like,
Sarah. She's been almost killed so many times.
Yeah.
And she's
badass.
And she killed. This is crazy. She kills Lincoln and Michael's mother.
Oh, snap.
In season four. I mean, she's hard. That's why she ended up having to go to jail, and then Michael has to break her ass out.
Wow.
Michael's mother's evil, so it's okay. She worked for the company as well. It's a big thing.
Hey, if you think Sarah's badass, come on and holler at us in the live chat.
Oh, they will. Now, I mean, how much is it to get a new towel rack, by the way? Like, what is it? $9.99 at Bed Bath & Beyond? Like, what's she doing now?
How does she fix that?
Less of her worries. Less of her worries?
I just need Michael to work my family situation out if you're breaking people out of jail.
Listen, Michael is so dope that he tattooed directions on how to break out on his chest of prison. Like, come on, that's badass too.
Genius.
It's just a badass like show.
It is a
badass.
Show. Right. This is going to be a thrilling ride for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
How much would it hurt to get those tattoos removed though? By the way, because he
had it all over your body,
and he got them all removed.
Yeah,
listen,
they
I'm
show a quick scene of him with all the pain, but like, I don't even have a tattoo. I don't even know what it feels like to put a tattoo on me.
It hurts.
So, it hurts. Okay,
it hurts really bad. I got a tattoo. I never got it finished.
Have you heard if it hurts more getting it? You've never got it finished because you hurt too much.
I was supposed to go from the top of my back to the lower back, and then literally it stopped at the half.
All right, it was fair enough. But have you heard if it hurts more getting it taken off?
Absolutely.
That's what they say?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You got it right.
What else is there? I'd love to hear more from the live chat. If they have any questions, I'd love to.
You know what? I live chat. Jump in with that. You know, they are so active. We just somebody, Derek Gray, he just joined us. He said there's no possible way Michael Scofield is a bad guy this season.
No. Yeah. Who said that? Gray, Mr. Gray. I didn't say that.
And then let's see what else they're saying. Jesse Hicks says, this show is on Netflix. Please watch before next week.
Amen, Jesse.
I've watched them both twice through. I'm good, Jesse. I've watched them twice through on both sides.
You know what, Jesse? The great thing about this panel is that we've got somebody who's been a super, super, super fan of this show since the very first season. And then you have some newbies. And that's okay. I think there's always going to be newbies that come onto the show and they're going to love it just the same. So
it's going to be great.
That's what we bring to the panel.
You know, and
then
you get a new perspective, too, because you get this person who don't know so much about it,
right.
And how is it really interesting? You know, you get all flavors,
right? Yeah. Like we're taking Jesse's advice, and we're gonna literally sit down. We're gonna have a day. We're gonna eat ice cream. We're gonna just dog out and just eat all this food, and we're gonna watch all five seasons.
Now, what's interesting too is that four seasons. Yeah, it's interesting too is that Michael and Lincoln are producers on the show this season.
What?
And I mean, you just know it's going to be so good with them. They are. This is their baby now.
Yeah.
I mean, they have been. They are the main relationship in this show is Michael and Lincoln, and that's why it hurts so much, and probably hurt the fans so much to see that Michael doesn't know his brother possibly right now. That's the bread and butter of this show. So the fact that they're also producers on the show now, just them two teaming up and saying we're going to make another beautiful baby together.
Mm-hmm. We got to get them on the show.
If they're both in LA, we'll try our best. I will reach out to them on Twitter for sure this week and see it later on in the season. If anybody, I'll reach out to every cast member.
Yes,
I really will.
Every cast member.
And all of our super fans out there, too. We want to put the onus on you, too, to reach out to them and tweet them and tell them to be on our after show.
That would be
great.
Whoever
your favorite character are, reach out to them. We want to know your favorite characters, too.
Yeah, who are your favorite characters? Drop them in the live chat right now.
Who are you guys most excited to see tonight for the first time back? That would be great. You can drop that in the live chat as well.
Oh, what scene made you jump out the chair? Like, what scene was just like for you?
It was great. It was a great first episode back. They really set everything up like, hey, we're gonna just give you 500 pieces of pie and you're gonna try to eat them all, but you can't.
Yeah, you can't
do it.
It's a teaser.
I love it, guys.
Man, what kind of pie do you think it would be?
Oh my god, I just hope it's like a apple pie with blueberries on top.
Oh good. Mm. Oh good.
Yum, little
good
mixture.
Oh, by the way. Did y'all, were you guys fans of Friends, the TV show?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
When they mention Yemen, I'm like, I'm thinking Janice from Friends, and Chandler lies to her and says he's moving. Uh-huh. She's like, I'll look you up. You live at 15 Yemen Road, Yemen. Like, he just makes up an address where he moves to because he can't break up with Janice. Dang. That's why it's so great.
Oh, my God.
So
I
he tells
it.
Her that he's moving to Yemen. And
you
that's where my mind is.
You just brought me back, dude. Like, oh, my God. You just really took it back.
I'm just like, wow. So when we were in Yemen, I was looking for Chandler. I'm like, where's Chandler? This is new job, isn't
he's
it?
Gotta be. He can blend in really well. He really could with the beard and the dark hair.
And he's Chandler Bing and everyone messes up his name. And then no one knows Miss Chandler Bong and all that stuff. They never get his name right, so it's great.
The lady who plays Sarah, her husband, what did he play on? He looks
so
familiar.
Yeah, we were talking about that. I think he's on some show on USA. They're going to live tweet it and tell us. I meant to look it up.
But he went on American Pie. He played on a comedy movie for sure. I remember his face.
We can IMDb him in like 2 seconds, find everything he's been on.
Oh, everything.
I believe he's also in the movie Hitch. I want to say he's a small role. He plays like the jerk in Hitch.
Okay, I'm like, I've seen him before. I didn't know where.
No, he's doing his thing, that actor. I don't want to know his name on the show, though, because Michael and Sarah Forever.
But Fox is doing their thing. Fox is killing it right now. Fox has hit show after hit show after hit show.
You know, just to prove to you we all live in LA, I drove by Fox today.
Really?
And they could not have more Prison Break posters outside of Fox. Like the whole Pico Boulevard is lined up with Prison Break posters.
Right.
It's great.
Everybody's really excited. And looking at the live chat right now, when we asked the question of who their favorite character was and who they were excited to see, everybody is saying Sucre and 777.
And 777.
777. That's what I believe that's what I'm
saying. I see here. Michael. Someone said Michael.
Somebody said Michael. Somebody said, when I saw Sucre, I screamed, yes, and I woke up my 5-year-old.
Who was that?
Steven,
I woke up my 5-year-old even though I don't have one when I saw Sucre. Yes! Yes, I did that! I did that! This guy right here!
They said yes, he is in Hitch. James said he is in Hitch.
All right, see, I know some stuff. I'm doing my movie magic.
You guys are awesome.
Thank you, James!
It's really great jumping on a panel with a show that is so well established because do already have that fan base.
Yep.
And
they know.
What's crazy is that if I wasn't here, I'd probably be typing in too because I am so... I hope you guys understand how obsessed I am with this show. They're jumping on board too.
Yes!
We're going to have a great time. Ask me any question about the show. I'm going to know the damn answer. Or if I don't know, which would be weird, I will find it for you. By the way, there's another character on the show that dies in season 4. His actor name is Wade Williams. He plays...
Wade Williams.
And he dies in the show, and he was like one of the main officers at the prison that was holding him, you know, down. Yeah. And then he passes away in season 4 trying to save them because he finally goes to the good side too. There's no way he ever comes back, but that was super disappointing. And like, I think that's something that they're definitely gonna, they want to see him back and they'd want to see Alex Mahone back. But
yeah. I'm pretty sure they're gonna start sounding off on that right now. I'm looking forward to it.
And he was such a bad guy to start. Wade Williams was not a nice person.
Wow. And then he ends up trying to save him.
Officer Bellick.
Now, do y'all think what is his name? Dr. Whittaker? What is it? Dr. Whittaker?
The guy that didn't
heat his arm. Yeah. Surgery. Did y'all think he did something freaky or something abnormal to him? Because it was like so weird. Like, what are you doing? You better have did something to me.
If he did, he knew about it ahead of time because whoever's in charge of giving him that grant, they told him to do something.
There's so much more to this story that we don't know.
And
my boy T-Bags knows there's something going on. T-Bags.
T-Bag is so funny because he's like choking the doctor with his one strong hand.
Crazy T-Bag.
T-Bag is now apparently a superhero. He's going to wear a cape in episode 2.
Hey, what do you guys think is going to happen with T-Bag? I want to hear your predictions.
Spoiler alert, he's going to have a cape on and a mask and all this stuff. It's just so interesting to see him back after like I said, I think he's the best actor on the show. They had to bring him back and he's such an intricate part of this whole group, even though, he's super evil, he's super bad, and we want to say there is a small silver lining about him that they might not even agree about, but there is some, like, small thing where he does care about one little thing, but then, boom, he goes evil. He wanted in season 4 to have a nice job and not be considered an ex-con, and there was that dilemma of... He faked his way into a job, and he didn't want anything bad to happen with it because the poor guy just wants to be have something that's his.
Yeah.
And then he gets involved with this all stuff again, and some girl comes and shoots up the office, and then he loses the job, obviously.
Right.
And he can't ever get back to that, and all he wants to do then, he has to do evil things to get back to having a job title again, and he works with the company. And
that's really interesting. That actually happens a lot.
There's a lot. He's an onion, baby.
But that happens a lot in real life anyways. Like, when someone gets locked up, it's so hard for them to get a job when they come out. And then they literally divert right back to their old ways because how they're going to make money. Yeah. They can't make a living.
They feel like they have no choice.
Yeah.
What else am I supposed to do?
Nobody cares. Yeah.
Another reason I think that Michael left that note, by the way, is I think that he is the person that sent it to T-Bag is because it had the code in it. And that's what Michael's known for.
Yep.
The half pen, half pencil, making that thing. That's the first time he's ever done that, too.
Yeah.
With that code. He always comes up a new way to do his thing.
He wanted to be found, and I want to know why. Why does he want to be found? Why did he lead them there? And what the hell is going on?
Yep.
First of all, shout out to the person who can see his face in that picture, because it was like a black and white picture. He had like a little bar or something.
That's silhouette, though. That's silhouette.
Like, you really know who you're looking at. Yeah, that's my brother. That's my brother right there. I know that right cheekbone.
Right, right.
That's just new. I was like, that's what's up.
Yeah, he knew. We have 5 minutes left, ladies. I want to get to predictions, even though this whole thing's probably been about predictions.
Everything is about predictions.
Now, you're after Buzz.
Yeah.
TV.
All right.
Oh my gosh.
So we'll start down here. Lovely. Awesome.
Start with me. So I think it's going to happen. I think that eventually Michael is definitely going to come to realization and let them know I am Michael. I'm not this other cat. oh my gosh. I think everybody's going to be dying and it's going to be a bunch of fights. I'm not sure. It's just going to be crazy. I do know that for a
fact. Fair enough. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of explosions.
I do think the best friend is definitely going to come back on the scene, though.
Oh, Sucre, baby.
I think that he is not going to, Lincoln is going to get stuck in Yemen because he doesn't have his passport.
Right.
And he might be locked up with his brother again. Yeah. He might end up getting locked up with his brother.
Okay.
You want to jump in, Candace?
I feel like that's definitely going to happen. I agree with you on that. I want to know more about this name. Where did this name come from? Kaneel Aldis, you know, and Nobody. And a few people in the live chat agree with me. A lot of people are talking about the name Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want to know. I just have so many questions.
Yeah.
I predict that T-Bag is going to be helping them some way, somehow.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I predict that Lincoln's gonna be stuck in Yemen.
Uh-huh.
And Sucre is gonna pop up and it's I don't know, guys. I'm
Sucre
so
better,
many questions.
That's not a prediction, that's a fact. That's Sucre's gonna pop
He's
up.
Coming.
He's coming back.
Michael's tattoos, like in the original tattoos, uh-huh. are going to help with all these little facts and clues mm-hmm. and helping him break. Because Michael's going to break out of this prison. We see that in the preview for the next one. That he's going to break out of prison with these new group of cats.
New group of cats.
And
he's helping everybody out.
Those tattoos are going to help him. Who knows who the hell put those tattoos on him? Who Michael might have? Because he planned the whole original tattoos out.
He probably didn't put them on himself,
but he told the person exactly how he wanted them so that he could use them for his advantage throughout this whole season 5.
Right.
And I think it's going to be a blast. I'm super excited to share it with you ladies.
Oh my gosh.
It's going to be great.
I
we're going to come back with sleeves next week.
Everybody's getting a tat. You're getting a tat.
And it's going to be so meaningful.
Oh my god. I'm really, really excited to be a part of this panel with you and all your knowledge. And then Dominique. And, you know, we do another panel together. And then all of these devoted followers. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, the fans are crazy. We love them.
Well, fans, please, all week, hit us up on social media. We're going to shout out all our stuff right now. But you've been watching AfterBuzz TV, Prison Break. My name is Daniel Lindgren. You can follow me at The Dan Lindgren on Instagram and Twitter. And for more of my comedy, go to Booyah Vision on YouTube.
Yes, guys, I had such a blast today. My name is Candy Marie. You can find me on Instagram at Miss Candy Marie and on Twitter at Sweet Candor TV.
That was so sweet of you. I'm Dominique Sarita, and once again, you can buzz me at Dominique Sarita on Instagram and Twitter.
All right, Prison Bake panel out.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.